Boss of Europe's Tesla despairs at EV avoiders, stop being scared of change. By Simon Kent on March 3, 2024. Drivers who are scared of change are guilty of avoiding electric vehicles, EVs, and need to change their ways, the boss of loss-making European car company Polestar warned. The Daily Telegraph reports Thomas and Jean Lath, who has been chief executive of the manufacturer since it became a standalone brand in 2017, also urged manufacturers to stop pumping the brakes on EV rollouts after figures showed sales are slowing down. Volvo, who purchased Polestar when it was a racing team taking part in the Scandinavian Touring Car Championship, recently pulled the plug on its support for the struggling company. The brand, often referred to as the Tesla of Europe by backers, has since secured an emergency $1 billion, £750 million, funding boost to a consortium of 12 banks, which reportedly still leaves the business falling $350 million short of breaking even. Polestar has been making heavy losses over the past few years, including $1 billion and $1.3 billion respectively in 2021 and 2022, despite high-profile names, including Leonardo DiCaprio, offering public backing. And Jean Lath told the Telegraph drivers must now step up and accept change as battery-powered vehicles lose their once illustrious shine. To tell you the truth, I think that it is about being open for innovation and the future technology. I see far too many people hesitating with that and being scared of change. That is just not a good recipe for the future. However, Jean Lath claimed rivals slowing their electrification plans were falling into a trap and will ultimately be left at a disadvantage given the complexities of launching new vehicles. His words of advice came in the same week Apple's hitherto secret effort to develop its own self-driving EV reached a dead end. Yikes! Elite Pete Buttigieg grilled over unaffordable cost of EVs. Multiple sources confirmed to news outlets Wednesday the iPhone maker has dumped the project after a decade's work delivered little return on investment, as Breitbart News reported. The effort to build a competitor for the likes of Tesla and Rivian has never been officially confirmed by Apple, and a spokesman for the company declined to comment. The news, which was announced to employees on Tuesday, was first reported by Bloomberg. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.